This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The world's largest retailer has just been roped into a legal battle that could set a precedent for companies that contract out some of their operations. Walmart has been added to a class action suit by workers who don't actually work for Walmart. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us now to explain. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Mitchell, let's start with the basics here. Explain this lawsuit and what happened this week.
So a federal district court judge tentatively ruled yesterday that Walmart can be added as a defendant to a class action lawsuit brought by temporary warehouse workers. These workers move boxes exclusively for Walmart at a big warehouse in Southern California. Now, what's novel about this is that the workers don't actually work for Walmart directly. They're part of this big and growing reservoir of low-wage contract workers. We sometimes call them permatemps. The labor lawyers say this is the first time Walmart's been brought into a case like this for its contracted workers.
And so what are these workers saying happened in this warehouse? What are the allegations?
Well, this particular warehouse is operated for Walmart by a big national company called Schneider Logistics. The workers allege massive wage theft and other violations, like failing to pay proper wages and overtime. The California Labor Department has already issued over $1 million in fines. Now, the key legal question is going to be, is it Walmart's fault? Does Walmart call the shots in these warehouses? Michael Rubin is a lawyer for the workers.
Walmart has the ultimate say in how the warehouse work will be conducted. The evidence shows a remarkable degree of control by Walmart as a matter of economic reality, which is the ultimate legal test. Walmart should be held liable.
Well, what's Walmart saying?
Well, Walmart is definitely fighting getting dragged into this lawsuit as what is called a joint employer. That's the legalese. A Walmart spokesman emailed a statement to us this morning saying this case is a small part of a broader effort to change the warehousing industry, not just as it pertains to Walmart, but as a whole. Now, look, this lawsuit isn't a huge deal for Walmart financially if they lose, but they don't want to be held liable up the retail chain of command. That could be a serious kink in their famously efficient supply chain, which, of course, is also a key to their low prices.
It'll be interesting to watch what happens. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.